InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
After 11 months of Democrat violence, shooting up ICE facilities, shooting up their vehicles, killing Border Patrol, killing ICE, after all the attacks, the over 100 rammings, finally they got a dead woman. And all the talking heads, Jimmy Kimmel, CNN, The Washington Post, they're all saying this officer murdered her in cold blood, and they're showing deceptive still shots. I mean, this is criminal activity. Saying that the vehicle never touched him, even though it hits him, he goes up over the side of the hood and back. Just like they said in their report. And she was out there as an activist with her wife. We have their post. We have their statements. We have her wife saying that she feels responsible. But the national news just says she's some woman running down the road. Oh, is that why they were all chasing her down the road? They haven't released yet what she was doing and the reason they were chasing her. Ice storm. Agents kill American. Mayhem in Minneapolis. She was murdered. Doctor blocked. What? So after all the restraint you've seen, these guys are full of adrenaline. Everybody's saying kill them. The mayor's saying you're going to die a week and a half ago. And she speeds up and rushes past him. And the news, the corporate news, shows the two agents to the side and don't show you the frontal shot that was out yesterday afternoon by the second hour of our show. Hundreds of millions of views on X everywhere else, and they won't show you this on the local news. They won't show you this. Look at this, Washington Post. ICE agent was not in the vehicle's path when he fired the fatal shots, video shows. And they show the earlier shot, and then they show once he's already bounced off the side of the hood, and say, look, he's not in the path. No, he just bounced off the front of the vehicle. That is the establishment trying to have the pretext to burn this country down. And they've activated the left-wing goon squads all over the country, rioting and attacking federal courthouses and the rest of it. You got the evil Soros mayor saying, get the F out of Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. You got Tim Walz saying, let's be peaceful, but let's hit the streets. You've got them blocking roads everywhere in New York, in Minnesota, all over, beating up people, dragging them out of their cars just randomly. And I've got countless videos of leftists saying, it's what the Second Amendment's for. Get your guns and kill ICE. And it's all coming up. But we're going to be getting into this frame up, ladies and gentlemen. They think you're so stupid. They act like independent media isn't way bigger than them. Absolute. Oh, look, he wasn't hit by the car. Look, either he's on the side of it. Yeah, don't show a few frames back him bouncing off the hood. Don't show the news videos from the front and the side. You go to the whole article. None of that. Unbelievable. They published this today, 100% new, and other channels are doing it too, and Jimmy Kimmel says,
In my kitchen, I cook what's right. simple traditions, pure delight. Optimal human beef tallow treats meals just right. Cook strong at high heat with a taste so bright. So get yourself to the Alex Jones store. Support the crew and the InfoWars.
Wake up, folks! Spread this message! The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms!
The Podesta plan is in operation!
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Du hast mich.
Well, CNN, Washington Post, Jimmy Kimmel, all of them are literally framing the ICE agent who was hit by the woman's speeding car and bounced off the hood. And are claiming the car never touched him. They don't care. There's all the local news videos. They don't care. There's video from the front, the side. They are showing video from the back. And engaging in pure lying as usual. And they've activated their uprising Podesta plan that I've been harping on even before Trump got back into office, because they said what their plan was. We're going to be getting into that. And we have a whole bunch of special guests on the transmission today as well that are experts in this area. And we need to get ahead of this, which we have, so it's not going the way they wanted. Kyle Serafin on these developments and a whole bunch of other massive developments inside the government, the FBI, the DOJ. Enrique Tarrio, one of the former political prisoners of J6, to break down all the new J6 developments, the pipe bombing, Patsy, the leftist uprising, Stuart Rhodes, also J6, former political prisoner, political expert, former geopolitical analyst for Ron Paul, of course, lawyer, and more today. But we've been specifically telling you this is coming, and now it's here. Leftists all over the country, not just Minnesota, New York, Washington, would just go randomly block roads and just start beating up people and pulling people out of their cars and smashing in, you know, the windows at federal courthouses. And just countless videos. I can't even keep track of them all. Prominent talk show hosts, podcasters, general public saying, we got a Second Amendment for this. ICE is coming to kill us. Kill them. Remember what Don Lemon said about 3 months ago? He said, the Second Amendment is for your to get guns. And when ICE comes to your house, they're there illegally. They don't have warrants, so you have a right to kill them. Of course, they don't have warrants. They have court orders that are even stronger. There's not just warrants. There's court orders where it's not just you have a right to go into this place and look for this. It's okay, this house got sold at the auction. Here's the final order. Here come the constables of the sheriff's department. You can't stand in their way. That's stronger than a warrant. When you have a court order to arrest someone that's here illegally and adjudicated, many times for all the crimes they committed listed, it's stronger than a warrant. It's a court order, federal court order. Those agents are ordered to go do that. And the left loves fences and armored doors all around their houses and things. But, oh, we can't deport illegal aliens with giant rap sheets. So we're going to be getting to all of that in a moment. But I got to tell you, I got up this morning and saw this, and I was like, wow. Now, Trump does this. He, in the last 11 months, almost 10, 12 months, almost a year being in, he has essentially pulled out of the World Trade Organization. When I read his order 6 months ago, or before that, with Independence Day, Liberation Day, I said, this is effectively out of the globalist World Trade Organization, controlled by China. He didn't officially withdraw, but he signed orders saying, we're not following anything you say, we're not following your courts, it's all over. Which he has the power to do. So he's returning sovereignty. Well, he just did it with the UN today. We'll be going over that. He pulled out of every UN agency, 66 international bodies, pulled all the funding. Because when you hear, you know, oh, the U.S. funds the UN $5 billion a year, that's only to the UN itself. It's got all its sub-bodies. 66 international bodies and treaties. And we've got the memorandum and executive order, withdraw from wasteful, ineffective, or harmful international organizations. And basically, we're out of the United Nations with this. Treasury announces the United States' immediate withdrawal from the Green Climate Fund. It goes on and on. Spectacularly good. Trump just announced he's got a working group. We'll issue an executive order in the coming weeks. He always does what he says he'll do. Banning institutional investors, BlackRock, State Street, you name it. It's all the same conglomerate. From buying single family dwellings. Wow. Also, and I knew this because I'd gone to research it years ago, but Denmark signed in a directive back in the 50s saying that Greenland was autonomous because it had always been autonomous. And they had to do that agreement because the United States, when there was only like 1,000 people living there, came in and built the infrastructure, the wells, the runways, the power station. And they were given a lease in perpetuity, like Guantanamo Bay, that both parties have to agree to pull out. So effectively, the United States cannot be kicked out of Greenland, and the United States is allowed to build anything it wants militarily on the island, as long as it isn't people's private property. And most of the island is just state property. And I've got the orders all right here. Hey, Fidel Castro couldn't make the U.S. get out of Cuba because the U.S. signed a treaty with Cuba after we liberated Cuba from Spain in 1898. And they have an endless lease. We have an endless lease on Guantanamo Bay. And both parties had to pull out. Same thing. You don't think the U.S. could have just taken Greenland at the end of World War II and there was like 1,000 people living there? Now it's 40,000? No. And China has moved in, and we learned, basically gotten control. The government's hyper-communist, anti-American, super politically correct. They're persecuting the Christians. You can see all the videos of Greenlanders that live there saying it's horrible. The original Greenlanders are less than 10,000 people on the island. And all the rest are globalist leftists that have moved there. And they're begging the United States to come in. Begging. And then there's all the resources around Greenland. The oil, the gas, everything else. And control the Arctic. How do you think the U.S. got all the U.S.? How do you think we got all these islands? How do you think we got Alaska? We bought it. Or we took it. You can agree with this or disagree with it, but this isn't the globalist system where we go fight and we pay for it, and then the globalists get it. Britain just signed over some of its main military islands basically to China, projecting power in the Middle East. I mean, why'd we give away the Panama Canal? We had an endless, in perpetuity, same deal that we had with Cuba, that both parties would have to get out of it, and it was an endless lease forever. And then Jimmy Carter signed the agreement to start the giveaway. And then Obama got in office and the time was up and it was transferred to him. And Trump's like, you know what? That's a screw job. We built it. And you're going to agree that we get to send our military ships through for free, which is nothing. We pay them like $40 million, $50 million a year. And we'll go in militarily if China keeps taking over. I mean, this is how the world really works. So Trump is definitely exercising American power and throwing our weight around on things that are strategic to us and things that we have agreements on. We built the Panama Canal. The French failed. They lost, what, like 30-something thousand people? I forget. Look it up. I think we lost like 10,000. I've seen documentaries on it. I forget the exact numbers. I think it's higher than that. It's like just unbelievable building that sucker. And because of the malaria and all the rest of it. And we built it. There was basically nobody down there when we built it. We built this. We built the cities. We built it all. And then Jimmy Carter goes, oh, here, have it. Just like everything else. So we're not giving up Guantanamo Bay. We're not giving up Cuba. We're not letting the Chinese run Venezuela. And if we don't control our hemisphere, the dollar's done. America's over. We'll never pay off our debt. We're screwed. If we don't cut taxes and innovate and exercise our power in our backyard, it's over. So those of you that want to be ultra super purist, you're not living in the real world. Trump is doing all this for our interest, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, look it up. How many people are estimated to die building the Panama Canal? I think the French spent like, what was it, like 8 years? Almost went bankrupt off of it. And I know the deaths were in the tens of thousands. I mean, it is insane. And then Roosevelt sent down scientists, and they figured out a couple of years into it, that's how they found out malaria came from mosquitoes. And they discovered, we got to put in all these ponds, we got to drain all these ponds around where the people stay, the workers stay. And they also learned to pour a little motor oil on the surface of the water. It would clog up the mosquito larvae's breather because they sit at the top and breathe, and problem solved. So a lot of innovation came out of it. It's like the space program, a lot of miniaturization of computers and things like that. A lot of innovation on Panama Canal. It's been many years. I saw a documentary about it, a couple. I also read a book on it decades ago. Fascinating stuff. Roosevelt even went down there. I was for 6 months or something and helped build everything. What a wild man. Ran the big steam shovels himself. Remember, he's the guy that would have fights in the Rose Garden. Got his eye put out, fight a heavyweight boxer. Lost an eye. Sight and an eye. Some people say, Trump's going to have UFC July 4th. It's bread and circus. He's crazy. No, he's obsessed with William McKinley and Teddy Roosevelt, Andrew Jackson. In fact, Trump will tell you those are some of the only history books he's read. But if you want to know what you got, it's a mix of Richard Nixon, Teddy Roosevelt, William McKinley, and Andrew Jackson. And Trump literally sits there with Stephen Miller, and they just read the history, and this has come out, but I knew this years ago, and they go, that's an excellent idea. And that's what Trump keeps saying. He says, all I'm doing is going back to what made us great. And all the stuff they did made perfect sense. So if you don't like what Trump's doing, well, you don't like Teddy Roosevelt, you don't like Andrew Jackson, you don't like William McKinley. Taking on the private Federal Reserve, just like Jackson did when it was called something else, but the same thing. He famously said, I killed the bank. He got us out of it for a while. So I'm kind of already covering the UN thing. I mean, this is so big. Announcing that the big mega banks and brokerage firms and Wall Street firms can't own private family dwellings as investments and drive up prices. I mean, that is pure populist. It's not fixing the rent like Mondami says, or kick people out of their houses like Mondami says, or if they're white. No, this is just like, nah, you're not doing that. He's already signed orders that these conglomerates out of China can't buy up single-family homes. I talked to developers in Austin. It's a hot zone, so it's particularly bad. But for years, they're like, yeah, we'll build attractive 100 new homes. And even before we build a show home, already these conglomerates come in and say, we'll buy everything you got. And we'll buy it for 10%, 20% more than it's worth, sometimes 100% more if they really want it. And they just sit on it. Very predatory, ladies and gentlemen. Monopolistic practices. So, yeah, I'm gushing over Trump. He's going into all the defense contractors and telling them that he's signing an order that if their profits are above 20%, that's how it basically breaks down, a little more complex than that, that he's just going to take their contracts away. He's going up against Raytheon. But he's saying, here's a carrot. It'll help our economy, plus we need dominance. He wants to up the defense budget to $1.5 trillion. That's a 50% increase. I mean, this is a Godzilla-like behavior. And it's to let the whole world know we're back in business. So you say what you want about that, but if you wanted somebody who wants America to be dominant and is setting up it to actually benefit the average person, you got it. Now, let's get into what's happening in Minnesota. I know I've talked about it until your ears bled because the Democrats said, the Podesta plan, all of it, we're going to go out, we're going to have demonstrators get violent with ICE. At some point, they're going to kill some demonstrators, and then we're going to say it's George Floyd and have a national uprising, and we believe the military will join in with us, and we'll be able to finally overthrow Trump. And then you see the movies like Civil War coming out 2 years ago for the election, year and a half ago, and you see one battle after another coming out a few months ago with the same thing, all about ICE and uprisings and killing them. And now it's here, and it doesn't matter that the woman and her wife were out there at a demonstration. It doesn't matter they said they were there to demonstrate. The media's like, she was just driving to the neighborhood and got attacked and shot for no reason. And, oh, look, here's some photos and videos from the back. See, she didn't run into him with the vehicle. Even though the footage has been out since yesterday, right after it happened, of the front and the side where he bounces off the hood. So she tried to run him over. She hit him with the car. We'll show you a blow up of that. And then he's got his gun out and shoots her in the head, saying he was fearing for himself and other officers because they've been rammed so many times. And that's what the corporate media, though, just keeps showing these side shots and saying, oh, look, see what happened? So she starts spinning her wheels, starts rushing. He pulls the gun out. She hits him. He bounces off the front to the side. If he'd have been just a few degrees more towards the front, he'd have gone under the car. And then she goes and plows into a vehicle. 100% justified. You go out to a neighborhood where they're arresting people with illegal aliens or criminal records. You got everybody throwing bottles and snowballs and rocks at them. And the big question is, we haven't learned yet, in the Homeland Security DHS press release yesterday, why were they all running up on her? Because they got a lot of stuff going on. They don't just run up on a vehicle for no reason. Why were they? What had she done by the time she got up there? But all the Washington Post does and CNN will show you the back shots and say, look, see? Look, here's a photo. The car didn't hit him. ICE agent was not in the vehicle's path when he fired the fatal shots. Not true. I mean, I guess he bounced off the hood. You're bouncing off the hood. Someone's driving a vehicle at you. He's got the gun out already pointed at her. You can see it when she hits him. I mean, he could easily say, oh, I just, in the adrenaline, actually pulled the trigger, but he didn't lie. He said, in the moment, she just tried to run me over. She could have run others over. I shot her. And then they said he was a liar, and then an hour later, the footage comes out. So there she is, trying to run him over. She hit him with a deadly weapon. I mean, if I was out in the parking lot at, say, at Target or somewhere, and I've got a, you know, compact Glock in my jacket, hey, I tell you what, I didn't bring it in today. There's a couple of them in the glove compartment. Don't bring in the pistol. Bring in my Glock, please. Small one. It's in the glove compartment. The point is, you know, I got a jacket, or I've, you know, got a little holster. I go places. I wear it. And if I was out in some car, some crazy comes speeding towards me, I try to get out of the way. But see, they're law enforcement out there with a job. But you remember that, you know, the case in Texas where Black Lives Matter, it was all white people. Antifa blocked the Lyft driver, starts screaming and cussing at him, tell him, get the F out of the car, roll his window down, point an AK-47 at him, and he just says, deadly weapon aimed at me, boom, you're going to prison. Governor had to parole him. And then we've got, thanks, my God. So the point is that the talking point is everywhere. Frame the agent, lie, say he's a killer. Let's go to Jimmy Kimmel, who literally gives Democrat Party talking points last night, saying Trump is coming to kill you. Trump is coming to kill the American people. Trump is a murderer. Trump is a dictator. After they're the ones that stirred all this up, created the environment. I can't believe this didn't happen earlier. Here it is.
You know what? Maybe they're trying. I know what they're doing. They're trying out a new slogan. Donald J. Trump is going to kill you. It's pretty good, right? This maniac, he isn't just killing people overseas. An ICE agent today shot and killed an unarmed 37-year-old woman during an ICE operation in Minneapolis. They're there under the guise of protecting us. And, of course, our president weighed in with compassion. He wrote, I've just viewed the clip of the event which took place in Minneapolis. It is a horrible thing to watch. The woman screaming was obviously a professional agitator. And the woman driving the car, this is the woman who was killed, was very disorderly, obstructing and resisting, who then violently, willfully, and viciously ran over the ICE officer who seems to have shot her in self-defense. Now, I saw this video. It didn't look like anybody got run over to me. It looked to me like a woman got scared, tried to drive away, and they shot her. That'll be for the court to decide. Well, the mayor of Minneapolis, though, had this to say.
They are already trying to spin this as an action of self-defense. Having seen the video of myself, I want to tell everybody directly, that is bull. This was an agent.
All right, let's stop. There's a lot more. We're going to come back with it, but listen carefully. Illegal aliens are estimated to kill more than 6,000, 7,000 people a year in DWI alone. Thousands of murders a year. All sorts of horrible crimes. Everybody knows about it. So much of the home invasions, you name it. Our reporter was killed by anti-white La Reconquistas last March, Jamie White. You know about the lawlessness, you see it, and then this is federal law. Obama was deporting four times what Trump's deporting right now because he hasn't been able to scale up yet, but he is. And because they let these people go, these illegals, without even getting their real name and set their immigration hearings for an average of 7 years out, it is a wild goose chase. So they've got to go out and do this incredibly dangerous job. And these scumbags call them Nazis, call for violence, get hordes of people to attack them. And then finally somebody gets killed and then they play the victim. These people know exactly what they're doing. We'll be right back. The problem is, this is when the globals could knock the power up and blame the Russians or whoever. They've already pre-programmed that. This is when they could set off attack nuke, try to shoot down Air Force One with surface-to-air missiles, blame Iran. This is the globalist color revolution that they've done hundreds of times around the world. Hundreds since 1947. Operation Ajax, Operation Gladio. The list goes on and on. I just keep saying, danger, danger, mortal danger to the country. Mortal danger to your future. I mean, I can physically feel the anxiety and electricity shooting up and down my body and the palpable, not fear, because that's not the feeling I feel, the feeling of ready to fight. And I'm fighting in the information war. I have electricity feeling in my teeth right now. I have to make myself not bare my teeth and bug my eyes out right now as I address you, because that's what I feel like. Want to conquer us. You want war? But I understand it's informational. So that's where I am right now. But I just showed you who I am. That's what I feel like every second right now. That's the urgency.
destroy our future. You want us to live in bondage. You want to cut our children's penises off. You Satanist. I'm just telling you, I've never felt so much urgency. My spider sense has never even close to this much on fire. My cells tell me I'm in a war, and to gird myself for it, and to guard myself for truth, because we are up against the scum of the earth that will give us no quarter. This is an endless war, a fight between good and evil. And in this cycle, good is rising, and good is winning, and evil can feel it in its bones. And it is rising to the challenge.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Now, back to our program.
Are you tired of stubborn fat that just won't budge no matter how hard you diet? Well, let me introduce you to Ultimate Burn, the most powerful science-backed fat-torching formula available today. Inside every capsule of Ultimate Burn is 200 milligrams of GlucoVantage dihydroberberine, a supercharged form of berberine that clinical studies show slashes insulin resistance, blocks new fat storage, and helps your body burn fat for fuel. Then we crank the heat with a massive 120 milligrams of Calorie Burn GP Grains of Paradise, packing a full 15 milligrams of active 6-paradol. Human trials prove it fires up your brown fat, ramping your daily calorie burn by up to 200 extra calories a day. Then we finish it with cinnamon polyphenols and bioparin to make sure every milligram hits your system hard. The result is faster fat loss, smaller waist, better blood sugar, and energy that lasts all day. Ignite your results with the real deal. Grab Ultimate Burn now and watch your body finally start burning fat like it's supposed to. Stock is limited. Get yours before it's gone. It's Ultimate Burn. Light the fire at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so here's what we got going on. I'm about to get to all these incredible clips ahead of a bunch of other important news and special guests today. Trump just effectively pulled out of the UN today. It's just unbelievable and so much more. The globalists are just apoplectic at this point. As predicted, it was all pre-programmed. They said they would do it. They finally got a death. Now they've got massive increase of leftists and NGOs and the media hyping it, taking over streets, attacking federal buildings, attacking courthouses, you name it. Tim Walz saying, good, get out there in the streets. You had the mayor, known Soros operative, just a week and a half ago saying ICE is going to die, get out of the city, an open threat. And I've been watching the videos of the ICE raids, not just the one yesterday. I mean, these people are screaming, foaming at the mouth, throwing things, attacking, ramming vehicles, and they'll start kicking the doors, and the ICE will get out and say, I'm going to arrest you if you don't stop. And they keep attacking, and then they arrest them, and then you'll see the raw clip, and later you'll see on the national news, look, ICE was in Chicago, or ICE was in Minneapolis, and they just arrested this innocent lady. And they don't show you her ram their vehicle at 40 miles an hour, get out, start beating them, trying to open the doors. And they get out and slam her down, and they just cut to that. I'm an American. Help, help. It's like suicide by cop. And then you've got Kimmel. Notice, I don't know about you, but I saw the video, knowing that the first videos came out were shot from the back and the side. I didn't see her run into him. I didn't see that. He's on at night. That video was everywhere, the front side shot showing he bounced off the front of the vehicle and almost got completely run over. And the Washington Post today publishes this and just says, look, he never got touched by the vehicle. Tim Walz, Tampon Tim, just went live. Let's go to him right now.
We've delivered that. We've been able to do it. We've earned the trust. And when I say that, the trust of BCA, and I tell Minnesotans, the trust of law enforcement here. Everyone knows globally, certainly here, that George Floyd, who was murdered a few blocks from this site, tore at the soul of who we were. But we healed. We built back trust. Chief Brian O'Hara came in and took one of the most difficult jobs in America of building back trust in the police force in Minneapolis after Derek Chauvin murdered George Floyd. And he's earned that. And he's level. And he's fair. And he's asking for that. And so, Minnesotans, I will continue to press that we be part of the investigation, that we do the investigation, so that Minnesotans can trust what the outcome is. I don't have a predetermined notion.
The investigation is appointee.
Yes, I saw that.
Killing members of the House and Senate, their families, and then saying he was working for Walls to kill them because they voted to cut off the Somali fraud.
And we will accept that.
Let's investigate
that. It's very difficult for Minnesotans to think in any way this is going to be fair. When Kristi Noem was judge, jury, and basically executioner yesterday.
We have the footage, liar.
To think that they were going to be fair. With that being said, Minnesotans, we've risen to the occasion so far, but it's going to get challenging. It's going to be challenging because I feel your anger. The human desire to lash out in this moment is very real. I can tell you that that is the wish of many people. That they fulfill the wish they want to see us turn on one another, turn towards violence rather than peace.
That's the admitted Podesta plan for civil war, peaceful states seceding. MSNBC had the headline a few months ago, we need blood. We need them to kill demonstrators so we can have an uprising. Let's go back to him.
I say this, too, when I saw yesterday some of the anger, whether it's Minneapolis police, Minnesota State.
Yeah, they're lighting the fuse now and acting like they didn't do it.
Minnesota National Guard, they are there to protect and serve, as it said. They are there to protect Minnesotans. Throwing your anger at them only inflames this situation. And I know some of you were up at the Whipple building this morning, and to the press who are here, I saw some of this myself. Thank you. Continue to have access to every single space. Continue to cover this story. Continue to show the world what's out there. I will say it where our president won't. The press are the defenders of our democracy. You need to be there. But I also tell folks, protect our Minnesotans who are out there and don't turn the anger to them. This is a brazen use of force. They want us to bend the knee. They want us to capitulate. The way we give them what they want is allow them to use this as an excuse to put more troops on the ground. Use them as an excuse to show that these are violent protests. And I also witnessed what I think is going to be a pattern over the next few days and the coming hours, is I saw an individual show up there with the intent to antagonize folks who were peacefully protesting, with a bullhorn to scream at them. And again, the desire to move on that individual is exactly what they want, because our respect for the First Amendment means we will expect and respect.
You're the big censors.
This individual is there expressing support for ICE. That's their constitutional right to do so, and they need to be protected. Don't allow that to be a catalyst to create violence.
So they've lined this up now. Now he's playing good cop.
We believe in states' rights. We believe the federal government needs to stay out of this. We believe that the situation has gotten worse and less safe.
And you're human trafficking.
And I will just say there were two incidents yesterday I saw after this that just tore at my soul. I saw an individual at the scene identify themselves as medical personnel, a physician, and ask to provide aid. And an ICE agent said, I do not care. That lack of humanity was chilling to me. And after this incident happened, and after the tensions rose, ICE agents entered a Minnesota school, causing disruptions at that school.
Let's go back to this in a moment. By the way, Noam has now released a statement. It's exactly what we thought. This woman with her wife was trolling around following ICE all day, blocking their vehicles, getting in their face. You see all the wine moms, you know, all of them. This woman had a husband. She left for this woman. Has kids, too. And she was out, according to Noam, and of course, her wife admits that she was out there protesting. But the left's like, oh, no, she wasn't. She was just driving through. And that's why they were running up on her. I said, was she stalking him? Was she blocking him? Was she following him? And you see him to give people warnings. Don't block us. Don't do that. And so Walls knows he can't come out like Kimmel or the Washington Post and say, no, cold blood, they killed her. They're murderers. He knows it's going to come out, you know, that the footage is there showing that the feds are telling the truth. So he's like, well, let's investigate. Let's see. But I did hear this, hear that. Well, now ICE is, to our sources we're getting on, I just got this. They're giving us the other piece. They had a guy yelling and screaming at him out there at that scene who then goes, oh, let me in. I'm a doctor. Yeah, let's let this protester through. He says he's a doctor. You know, again, this is hysteria. They've already called an ambulance. You say you're a doctor. Okay, you've been following us around for 30 minutes screaming at us. With people throwing stuff at us, no, we're not letting you through. But just every little point, oh, they didn't let the doctor through. That's the top of Drudge. It's all they've got. 500,000 trafficked kids, sex slavery, physical slave labor under Biden. 20 million illegals. 700,000 dead from fentanyl the last years of Biden. All the carnage, all the stuff you know. And they want to say they're evil for doing their job. Should we have borders? I got to get going there because I got all these clips and I've got Antifa saying we're going to kill ICE, all the rest of it. I've got all these other people. I mean, they're everywhere. This is what they say they're going to do. My God, Don Lemon said, go get guns. And when they come to your house, you know, get them. And they've seen ICE be so restrained in the last 11 months that they finally are like, all right, we're not going to say you're going to kill us now. We're going to say we're going to kill you. That's been the talking point. I just have the mayor of Minneapolis, but others, you're going to die. And they turn the heat up with their attack dogs. Because let me tell you, it's not just the Somalis. Yeah, the Somalis run 90% of the scams in Minnesota and Ohio and other places like Washington State. Because they're the bag men. It's come out. You got the NGOs, the white liberals that sit on top of it. And I guarantee you, and they've already tracked it and proven it with a bunch of them, a bunch of the people you see out there sit in their houses. They have mansions, many of them. They got 10, 15 NGOs under them. They're getting a big cut from the Somalis. They're just using the Somalis as the bagmen. How many times has it turned out in Ohio and Washington State and in Minneapolis, Minnesota, it'll be a white middle-aged woman is the kingpin over it all. And now we've got judges and mayors and governors that are white women saying, we're not going to investigate or prosecute any fraud by anybody. And they smile because they want the gravy train to continue. Remember the federal judge that was blocking all Trump's cuts at the USAID in Rhode Island? And it turned out he was getting, just this year when Trump got in and signed it, this year a $3 million check he paid himself. He unblocked the money, billions, and his NGO run by his wife and daughter got $3+ million of the money. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to recuse yourself. And you saw all the other judges are all, they're all getting money. The story is the Democrat kingpins above them. It's a mafia. And a House member and a Senate member both were investigating and voted no on money for the Somalis last year. And they got gunned down June 14th. And then the shooter said, I did it for Walls. I work for Walls, which he did. And we were going to blame Republicans. Well, I believe his letter because I predicted they'd probably have some shootings of politicians that week and blame me or Trump. And within 1 hour of the shootings, they had the roommate of the man on TV blaming me and Trump with all the international news cameras there, CBS, ABC, BBC. I just wanted you to know he was a big Trump and Alex Jones supporter. Come on, people. You can't script this any better. You got a bunch of hardworking farmers and people and miners and everything else that are left up in Minnesota. But in the cities, it is a bunch of lazy leftists laying around sucking money. And they use the Somalis as their bagmen. And now they're all pissed because it's coming out. Let's go back to Kimmel now and analyze it. Then I'll get to Kristi Noem. Then I'll get to all the death threats as they escalate the total violence. And then their good cop, Tim Walz. Now, let's be peaceful. He'll be the bad cop. Here it is.
You know what? Maybe they're trying. I know what they're doing. They're trying out a new slogan. Donald J. Trump is going to kill you. Pretty good, right?
Millions of people dead from illegal aliens, the drugs, the murder. They finally got one dead person that tried to kill somebody.
Agent today shot and killed an unarmed 37-year-old woman during
an ICE operation in Minneapolis. She wasn't unarmed. She had a 3,000-pound vehicle.
Under the guise of protecting us. And, of course, our president weighed in with compassion. He wrote, I've just viewed the clip of the event which took place in Minneapolis. It is a horrible thing to watch. The woman screaming was obviously a professional agitator. And the woman driving the car, this is the woman who was killed, was very disorderly, obstructing and resisting, who then violently, willfully, and viciously ran over the ICE officer who seems to have shot her in self-defense. Now, I saw this video. It didn't look like anybody got run over to me. It looked to me like a woman got scared, tried to drive away, and they shot her. That'll be for the court to decide. Well, the mayor of Minneapolis, though, had this to say.
They are already trying to spin this as an action of self-defense. Having seen the video of myself, I want to tell everybody directly, that is bull****. This was an agent recklessly using power that resulted in somebody dying, getting killed. And I have a message for ICE. To ICE, get the f*** out of Minneapolis.
That was the shirt I want to see. To ICE. Get the f*** out of Minneapolis. Get the f*** out of all of these things.
So they know exactly what they're doing. Now, Nick Sordor yesterday said he got this from law enforcement. Now it's on the local news confirming the same ICE agent, everything Nick's ever told me in the years he's come on, has been dead on. That guy's a real journalist. The same, and everything the feds ever gave him was true. So they're the grassroots feds doing their duty, not the evil ones at the top. The same ICE agent appears to have been dragged roughly 300 feet while executing an arrest warrant, illegal alien, resulting in 33 stitches just 6 months ago. Video and full details below. So, yeah, this guy has literally almost been killed already. So think he might be a little jumpy when a car suddenly spins its wheels and comes right at him and turns towards him and he tries to jump out of the way but still gets hit? And then didn't say, oh, I had my gun extended when she hit me, I pulled the trigger. No, he said, no, I fear for my life and others. You know, she's trying to ram people. I killed her. She's the one with a giant weapon. She wasn't unarmed, Kimmel. Oh, you think those planes on 9/11 were unarmed? These people are sick. Here's the local newscast on this same ICE agent who we broke here yesterday had already been drugged down the road before. And what I heard was other sources like broken bones and stuff. I don't know how this guy's actually back out there. I know this. I'm certainly not going to try to ram him. The guy's got lightning reflexes. They better keep his identity safe. Boy, they're going to try to kill this guy. You know that. I got clips of people calling for his death right now. But let's go ahead and go to the local newscast on this.
ICE arrest in the Twin Cities is leading to even more charges.
This home security video shows a driver taking off during a traffic stop, dragging a deportation officer with him. New at 10, WCCO's Uba Ali walks us through this video and the political firestorm behind it.
What began as a planned federal immigration arrest took a violent turn in this quiet Bloomington neighborhood. And it was all caught on camera. According to a federal complaint, agents were executing a warrant for 39-year-old Roberto Carlos Munoz. They say Munoz entered the country unlawfully, and he also pled guilty to fourth-degree criminal sexual conduct back in 2023 for abusing a minor. Tuesday morning, agents pulled him over. Court documents say he repeatedly refused to comply before a federal agent took out his spring-loaded window punch with his right hand and broke the driver's side rear window. These images show the officer's hand in the vehicle. In this video, you can see the driver take off with the agent hanging from the car, dragging him 300 feet through front yards. These graphic images show the aftermath. A bloody agent who needed 33 stitches for his significant cuts. And now a political battle with a top Homeland Security official criticizing Governor Tim Walz, posting on X, instead of comparing ICE law enforcement to the Gestapo, Walz should be thanking our brave law enforcement. The Department of Justice says a request for Munoz to be held after that 2022 arrest was, quote, not honored by local authorities, and Munoz was released.
Tonight, Barcelona is facing a 1,300% increase in assaults against them and an 8,000% increase in death threats against all of them. In fact, the very same officer who was attacked today had previously been dragged by an anti-ICE rioter who had rammed him with a car and drug him back in June. He sustained injuries at that time as well.
And back up the newscast. Let's get the screenshot of this badass. We can't see his face. Because I got to tell you, folks, cops have a tough job, okay? And sometimes cops do wrong, and we're on their ass when they do it. But my interactions with police, unless they're in leftist cities and being ordered to harass me, have nothing but good. They're going out one of the most dangerous jobs in the world right now and being attacked almost every time they go out. And then the corporate media lies and says he wasn't hit by the car. And it turns out he was drugged 300 feet with the illegal alien driving through people's yards and could have killed God knows who. You mean to show you a compilation of hundreds of ramming videos we've got? This is just unbelievable. And now here's the head of the DHS, Kristi Noem, explaining why they were running up on her and why they were surrounding her because of what she'd been doing, stalking them, blocking them. Here it is.
If you remember in that operation, what happened was our officers were out trying to get a car stuck out of the snow when they were surrounded and assaulted and blocked in by protesters that were inciting.
It's a bunch of hyenas.
He did follow his training because of an individual that was
point blank into a driver's window. Is that part of the training? Is that how is that self-defense?
This is an experienced officer who followed his training, and we will continue to let the investigation unfold into the individual and continue to follow the procedures and policies that happen in these use of force cases. But let's remember the events that surrounded what happened yesterday on that tragic situation was that these individuals had followed our officers all day, had harassed them, had blocked them in. They were impeding our law enforcement operations, which is against the law. And when they demanded and commanded her to get out of her vehicle several times, she did not. So we'll continue to allow this process to unfold and recognize that these law enforcement officers every single day put their lives on the line. They go out and do their jobs. They go out and
terrorist, though, without an
this was an act of domestic terrorism, which is perpetuating
into who she was or what she was about. And yet now you're saying
these policies and procedures that allow
confirmed how they're doing this
situation like this are continuing to be put in place. So this is standard operating procedure after every use of force situation is that we follow these procedures and protocols. This situation is no different.
Imagine how easy their jobs are. In 6 months, this guy has been drugged 300 feet, cuts all over his body. Somebody's trying to run him over. Now it happens again, and the media acts like they don't know it's on tape. And now the left's calling for his death. We got those videos coming up next hour. It's bad. Wait till you see this. But before we go to break, listen to me. And I want to thank all of you for your support. I can't do this without you. I'm funded by you. And we only bring you the best products because I want them to work. And you have been supporting And I appreciate that. That is good because I don't want to just stay on the air. I want to go 19 hours a day from 5 a.m. to midnight. And I tell you, if we get the support we've been getting the last few days for a few months, we'll do it. This is the house you build. You support us, you will see everything poured into the fight. Everything. I can't drag myself away from this broadcast. I have family that dies who I loved. And I'm just like, sorry, I can't come to your funeral 4 hours away. I have to fight. And I explain to family, I can't leave. And they understand. I mean, I got medical issues I've been supposed to take care of. I'm not whining. I just don't take care of them because I cannot even do it. But at some point, I'm going to have to. I got a blown Achilles gone, tendon ruptured in my hand, hands not working, other stuff going on. I wish I could just go in and like Darth Vader or get it all done at once, but it's more than that, but I'll just stop there. The point is I need your prayer. I need your support. I am fully 100% committed to this fight, and I will fight as hard as you back me. You are the variable, and I salute you because you are the answer to 1984. You are the spirit of 1776. So today is the last day to get a free bottle of Atomic Defense Super Immune Booster, also just great for your whole body in general, or Shilajit gummies, pineapple flavor, the very best Shilajit out there, libido, stamina, energy, skin, everything, super incredible natural peptides. I don't understand how it's made, multi-million year old stuff. When there's earthquakes, it comes out of the ground in Tibet. We've got the best from the best Shilajit mine in the world, highest rated, ends tonight, January 8th at midnight. Cold and flu season is here. Atomic Defense has the ingredients you need to fortify your body's defenses. Shilajit gummies also work in conjunction by supporting cellular energy, helping your body adapt to stress, which is one of the biggest immune killers. Add any supplement to your cart and get your choice of a free Atomic Defense or Shilajit gummy, your choice, at thealexjonesstore.com. And we got a new shirt. Support your local ICE raids. I asked Bigley to make it. They did. They got ball caps as well. Support your local ICE raids, and a few days left. Any purchase you make is 50x X enter to get the super trucks at thealexjonesstore.com in the raffle. Now's the time to take action. Thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win, but regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Oh!